Time now, though, to reveal this.
Tweet of the week.
Yes, could you work out our caller from the biodiversity hotspot of Cape York Peninsula today? You could hear it from about Cone in the south all the way up to Cape York itself. Let's have another listen. And regulars Joey and Jen from Stanmore were the first in today with the correct answer, which is the frilled-necked monarch, which I hope you'll agree is one of the best bird names in Australia. Kudos also to Anne, both for getting the right answer and for honesty. Anne said, after much research, using the Ausbirds app, not cheating learning, she says. She also came up with frill-necked monarch and said that going through the Ausbirds app also gave her the opportunity to revisit magical birding trips in her mind as she was looking through the possibilities. But back to the frill-necked monarch. In the clue, we mentioned that it has a close relative, which ranges from Townsville to Cooktown. That's the pied monarch. Both birds hunt in the leaves and bark of rainforest where they search for insects. The two species are largely black and white. Each of them has blue eye rings. Birds of the World says that the frill-necked monarch is characterised by its distinctive broad white erectile collar, which males can raise as a ruff, and a conspicuous blue fleshy eye ring. But the northern frill-necked monarch is all white underneath and it lacks the black breast band of its southern cousin. So there you have it, the frill-necked monarch. So that's your tweet of the week for the Cape York Peninsula, and we'll have more of the four corners of biodiversity next week on the tweet of the week, just after the 9 o'clock news on Sunday Extra.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.